Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is 2 Samuel chapter 22, verses 26 through 34. The Reverend Robert Wurst is preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from 2 Samuel, the 22nd chapter. With the merciful, you show yourself merciful. With the blameless man, you show yourself blameless. With the purified, you deal purely. And with the crooked, you make yourself seem tortuous. You save a humble people, but your eyes are on the haughty to bring them down. For you are my lamp, O Lord, and my God lightens my darkness. For by you I can run against a troop, and by my God I can leap over a wall. This God, his way is perfect. The word of the Lord proves true. He is a shield for all those who take refuge in him. For who is God but the Lord? And who is a rock except our God? This God has made my strong refuge and has made my way blameless. He made my feet like the feet of a deer and set me secure on the heights. O Lord, have mercy on us. In many and various ways, God spoke to his people of old by the prophets.
But now, in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
This is Psalm 18, placed into 2 Samuel 22. The superscription to the psalm has this: David spoke to the Lord the words of this song on the day when the Lord delivered him from the hand of all his enemies and from the hand of Saul. And you can tell in this psalm that this is a song of a young man, a fighter, a king newly crowned. Only young men leap over walls. Only young men run straight against their enemies. You can hear the vim and vigor of youth pulse throughout the psalm. Older men learn to become more measured. Some of it because of the necessities of age, and some because they've gained some wisdom. But David here is a young king in the full strength of his youth. He has overcome Goliath. Saul struck down his thousands, but David laid low his 10,000s. And though his victories mounted up, what is notable here is his humility toward the strength and accomplishments given to him. He gives glory to God for his accomplishments. By you I can run. By my God, I can leap. And we nod our heads in agreement with that because we know we're supposed to do that. But in our sin-encrusted hearts and minds, it's a bit of a different thing. Our hearts are filled with feelings that need to be followed. When we do something good, our thoughts are directed toward how others see me, how I can get the credit, how our strength or intellect has affected the great result that we see here. We constantly size up our accomplishments. We analyze our finances. We measure our productivity. And we pad our numbers to make ourselves look good. We are always restless, always seeking to justify ourselves or our efforts, continually seeking the pat on the back and the notice of those who are around us. God may get the glory that slides easily off the lip, but deeper down in our heart, we know we crave the credit, the honor, and the glory due the Lord. We want to look good. Our faith and confidence, quite simply, are often in ourselves. Repent. Our error, our sin, our pride, our inborn idolatry are nothing new. David himself would show this later on. He coveted, lusted, and murdered. He numbered the nation. We often forget that one. He numbered the nation so that he would know the glory that he had accomplished for himself. See what I did here. And many of the kings who followed him fell into the same ditch. Solomon loved his wealth, his foreign wives, and their gods. He followed his heart seeking happiness. If you want to know how that turned out, read Ecclesiastes this afternoon. Josiah ignored the word of the Lord and sought glory by fighting the Egyptian pharaoh Necho. Hezekiah showed off the treasures of the kingdom. Every person born thinks that they know better than what the Lord has commanded us. We indulge our pride, follow our hearts. Lord, have mercy upon us and lead us into contrition and repentance. There's only one who ever humbled himself. Only one who could say, "Behold, I have come. In the scroll of the book it is written of me. I delight to do your will, O my God. Your law is within my heart." One man, the Lord Jesus Christ, born of the Blessed Virgin, who, having set aside his divine right, emptied himself and took on the form of a servant. His humility made him obedient to his Father's will. "I would will that all people be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. Yes, Father, though the cup is bitter, I will drink it. Into thy hands I commit my spirit. I delight to do your will." And so by suffering, Jesus ascended the throne of his cross to redeem sinners from our shame, our guilt, and our pride. Christ, who is our Lord and our King, the true Son of David, suffered the cross and was buried. But in doing so, he leapt over the walls of death and the gates of hell. He ran against the troop of demons and their Pharaoh, Satan. He rent death's iron chain. He broke the curse of sin and shattered hell's grim thrall. He, the risen and victorious one, is our strong shield. We shelter behind him. Maybe better, we shelter in him. He is our refuge, our rock who poured forth the water and blood of our salvation. And he has saved us by those means, his water and his blood. He has made us his own. He calls us his friend, his brother. So you know that your sins are washed away. He has made you blameless. He has set you upon his way. He has purified you and given you gifts that you couldn't even imagine. Humility and patience and kindness, gentleness and self-control. None of us are born with those things. The word of the Lord is proven. He is a shield to all who trust in him. Yes, the word of the Lord brings life and salvation. It is not through signs and wonders, but by the word and the Spirit that we are saved. And what God has spoken through his Son, who is the Lord himself, this has been fulfilled in our hearing, and we are given to believe it. All this is to the glory of God, who accomplishes good things for us and in us. For only he, in his wisdom and great humility, could bring about such a great salvation for all mankind. God is my helper. The Lord is the upholder of my life. For he has delivered me from every trouble, and my eye has looked in triumph on my enemies. To that we say, blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.